That was really, I think, helpful to hear that individual patient. Are there other cases you have you could present?
Well, I could talk about a patient who had a response to lenalidomide and some of the issues that we've run into with her. She had deletion 5q isolated, classic 5q minus syndrome. She had a normal, high normal platelet count. She had the typical bone marrow morphology of the 5q minus syndrome. That's hypolobated megakaryocytes and generally a lot of them in the marrow.
How old was she and what was her life situation?
She was 75. She was living alone, looked after by a son who lived in the same town. And she had some obstructive pulmonary disease. She had some degenerative arthritis, but otherwise her health was pretty good. She took an inhaler. She took a little Tylenol for the knees, and that was about it.
Again, in terms of this issue of how you discuss this with a patient, what did you say to her and what was her response?
Well, she was somebody who quite clearly didn't want to think about cancer. She was an immigrant from Eastern Europe. In the very first visit, she said, you know, I was just glad when my doctor told me it wasn't a cancer. So I didn't beat her over the head with it. And she did have lower risk disease. I mean, she had the isolated deletion 5q. She had anemia only. She had a very high erythropoietin level. And I would encourage oncologists to check an erythropoietin level before they treat patients. Some of the patients will have an EPO level over 500, and they're just not going to respond to Procrit or Aranesp, so it's almost no point in trying it. The insurance carriers are clamping down on that a little bit more anyway.